I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Isolation, pressure, sanctions. As far as the Trump administration is concerned, that's the way to deal with Iran. Europeans have other ideas. They want to do business with Iran. Today, Britain, France, and Germany launched a new program to do just that. It's called the Instrument in Support of Trade Exchanges, or INSTEX.
It's not a terribly beautiful acronym, is it?
Barbara Slavin is director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council.
But it is a means of facilitating trade between Iran and initially the European Union that will not, the organizers hope, violate sanctions and will permit Iran to get some of the benefits of the nuclear deal that it is still abiding by.
And why does the EU say this is needed?
Well, the problem has been that since the United States pulled out of the deal unilaterally last May and reimposed U.S. sanctions, this has put a chill on the willingness of Western banks to deal with Iranian banks, even when we're talking about food, medicine, other things that are not sanctioned. They're just simply terrified that somehow they're going to fall afoul of the Treasury Department of the United States. And so this mechanism will essentially circumvent banks entirely. It's kind of a ledger. There will be a record of what Iran provides to Europe, what Europe provides to Iran, and then at some point the difference will be settled in some non-dollar currency. It's possible that other countries, Asian countries, might participate. Russia might participate. Mm.
So we're essentially talking a barter system, and the ledger would kind of show exchanges of oil and pomegranates from Iran and whatever would be coming
probably
from Europe,
not,
right?
Yeah, probably not oil. There isn't that much Iranian oil going to Europe. So it's a good question, actually, what Iran will be able to sell to Europe. Mm. You mentioned pomegranates. You know, there's saffron, caviar, Persian rugs, things like that, I suppose. Also, some manufactured goods, actually, that Iran has an advantage in producing. I mean, the Europeans will have to figure that out. They might find some convoluted way. For example, the Swiss have figured out a way to sell Iran pharmaceuticals and get paid with Iranian oil revenue that the Japanese are amassing.
And they're already doing this outside of INSTEX?
This is outside of INSTEX. This has just been approved, apparently, by the Treasury Department. I mean, we're going to see a lot of very strange pool, you know, with sort of money and goods kind of pinging from one side of the world to the other in order to get around the U.S. dollar.
Will it be effective, INSTEX?
That's a really good question. I mean, the working assumption is that small and medium-sized European companies will avail themselves of this. Companies that do not have exposure in the United States and that have longstanding relationships with Iran, that they will be the first to step up. Now, what's happened is it's been registered. No goods, no money has gone through it. That's still going to take a little while. But I think the symbolism of it is really important. There's been a lot of pressure in Iran coming from some factions suggesting that Iran should just pull out of the nuclear deal because they're restricting their program and they're not getting the benefits that they were promised in return. So hopefully this will be enough to convince the Iranian leadership to stay in the deal and to wait out the Trump administration.
But Barbara, you know, there's no denying Iran's Revolutionary Guards are involved in destabilizing activities across the Mideast. And Iranian agents have even been busted trying to assassinate dissidents in Europe itself. So why are these European governments trying to help Iran?
Well, I don't think they want Iran getting a nuclear weapon on top of all of the activity that you just mentioned. Let's remember what this deal was about. It was never about changing everything about Iran. You know, there was a hope that it could be a foundation for more negotiations, for other changes in Iranian activities. But it was a nuclear deal. And Iran has been abiding by that deal, as our intelligence community just announced yet again this week, even though the president doesn't seem to want to believe it.
Do you think the U.S. might retaliate against countries and companies that use this new INSTEX marketplace?
I don't think so, because initially the trade will be confined to things like food and medicine, which are not sanctionable. But, you know, this is a precedent that the U.S. has to worry about, because if it works, it will diminish the power of the United States to really control what goes on in the international financial system. The power of the dollar will be diminished, and others will be looking for ways to get around U.S. sanctions.
Barbara Slavin, Iran expert at the think tank, the Atlantic Council. Always good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks. A pleasure, Marco.